Okay, so we first just to finish off last week. So
same stage as last week.
Just to finish off last week, yeah. So the you mean last week's? Oh, you weren't here last week. Okay. So wait, as long as I still have one for myself. Yes, I do. Okay. Okay. So what we had left from last week was the question of timers. While there are many, many issues that have to do with timers, the one I'll focus on is this question of to what extent is related to the sugya of mistapek mishemen shebener. So this is 7, 8, 9 here. So if you look at number 7, this is the Shubhasos Nidbiru. So he writes as follows. He says, the ein ta'am mishum dimimayit ha'or bizman shalokeach ha'shemen kemo shakotzav ha'rosh sha. So, what? We're on 7 of last week's story sheet. Okay, so let's just recap. Where, what? This one? Yeah. Okay, so let's just recap where we were. So, we had seen the question of a topic, Mishem and Shemaneir, being Osir. We had a machlokas, the Rush and the Balei Tosfos. What is the case that is Osir? So, according to Tosfos, the only time it's Osir, when it's considered Mamesh Mechabe, is when the light becomes dimmed immediately. According to the Rush, the problem, the reason it's called mechabe, is because you are causing it to go out earlier. So now what happens when you play with a timer? So what's the halacha, right? It's sort of, on the one hand, let's say you you make it go out earlier. So on the one hand, from the perspective of Tosfos, it doesn't go out, you know, it doesn't dim right now. From the perspective of the Rosh, it's going to go out earlier, the other way around as well, right? If you make it go on, you make it stay on later, so it's as if you're adding oil, but you're not adding to it. So that's the potential comparison between them, and this is really what the post-skim dealt with. So the Osnidbru writes as follows. The Dane Tamishun Maida Orb is much like Hashem Kortikos of Rosham. So first he pops into like a Rosh against Tosos and says that the problem of stopping Hashem and Shemaneir is that you dim the light now, and it's not that you dim the light now, but rather that you're causing it to go out earlier. So then he says, okay, Ulafid Varav, if according to the Rosh, making a candle go out earlier is called Mechabeh, who I did, also the Katzer Neir, Bishah, Shuudole, Kimavar, Vesemen, Dafkov, Yudalid, she does Maran Zalba Shachon Aruch. So that means it's Osir to cut a candle, right, to make it go out earlier, and therefore, Kevin de Shaon, Miuchad, Umichubar, Laha Electri, Aniroim, Zekichelek, Mimena, Umasha Ose, Bishaon, Kilu, Ose, Be Etzem, Ha Electri. So the Asnud Guru just says, okay, this is an exact parallel to a timer. If you move up the timer and make the light go out earlier, so even though the light doesn't dim, therefore according to Tosfos it's not mechabe, according to the Rosh it is mechabe, because anytime you make something go out earlier it's mechabe. Zeh, end of story. Hachanami have a keilu ein mechol ha'lektri lidlok yoser achach kishemezit ha'mechogim have a mechabe u'mavir mamish. Says therefore when you move, right, now it can't last as long, or it could last longer depending on when you added time or took away time from the timer. If you add time to the timer, you make it go out an hour later, so then it is mavir. If you make it go out earlier, it is mechabeh. And that is, right, the Osnidru just sees a perfect parallel between our sugya and that, and that's why he forbids you, pushing timers later or pushing timers earlier. Now again, the question of whether you can set a timer before Shabbos is a totally different shayla, which Moshe Feinstein didn't like, pretty much everyone else does like. So we're going to leave that aside. Again, we're just talking about changing a timer on Shabbos itself, right? I should have clarified that. Changing a timer on Shabbos, is it parallel to our case? So the Osnid Baruch says, yes, it is.
You mean Yom Tov, right?
Yom Tov, Shabbos. I mean, there might be a Shabbos. I mean, it might be. Right, obviously. I mean, according to that Svara, presumably Mavir might actually be Mutter, right? On Yom Tov, making God later would be Mutter.
Right.
On Shabbos, both would be Aser. On Yom Tov, Mechabe, meaning moving it earlier would be Aser, but moving it later would be Mutter, according to that Svara.
I know in the past, but the Moshe held that you can't use
it. We didn't even discuss that. Meaning, yes, in parentheses, yes. Ramosha thought you weren't allowed to use timers on Shabbos. He lost that battle, and everyone uses timers. But yes, Ramosha didn't like timers at all. Like I said, it's a big shaila, right? It's a big, big question halacha of all the different aspects before Shabbos, on Shabbos, etc. I'm just focusing on Shabbos, moving it later or earlier. Is it like mistopping a Shem and Shebaneir or not? The Osnid Baruch says yes. It follows the exact same rules, but most poskim say that it doesn't follow the exact same rules. Now, one more point of clarification, which is important, before we see Rishon LeZalman, is that when we talk about making a timer last longer or shorter, there's two different ways you can do that. Right? There's some timers where you have to pull out the pin and put it back in. Right? That, as Rav Shlomo Zalman will note in a minute, is very problematic because while you take the timer, while you take the pin out, right, at this moment, right, let's say it was going to go out, right, and then you pull the pin out, right, the whatever, the black that'll make it go out. So then once you take it out, it's now going to last forever. When you put it back in, you're making it go out. You're not making it go out earlier, you're making it go out bichlal, because while the pin is out, the timer is not, right, it's not on the path to go out at all. Right? Then there are the timers. In Israel, these are very popular because they're built into the apartment. Right? You have, you know, where you have, you know, whatever, 24 or 48 little things, you just press them all around. So that's different because there's no point in time where it's just going to go forever, right? You're just pressing more things down and shifting it by half an hour.
Unless the one button was the only one that was pressed in.
Right, unless it's the only one, right? But assuming, you know, like ours, when in our apartment in Israel, we had all, like, all types of complicated things because, you know, it would go on for this many hours, it'd go off that many hours, you know. And like, they're very complicated because they control the whole apartment except for the bathroom, and it's very, whatever. Okay.
Pre-theme and everything else.
Yeah, it's a whole, whatever. I mean, it's very clever. I now have one in my apartment here, but for the most part, they're very rare here. Okay. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes as follows. He says, Nire, the gamma zaz is habore, kedi la'acher zazman ha'kibui, gam kein lo shari, ela dafkon bishon kazesh, bishosh, mishan et zman ha'kibui, oad loka inu bevatel et pu'ulan ha'sha'on, the kibui od la'hadlaka, kagon sha'on shef sharlu sovedet ha'davla. So first of all, he notes that we can't even discuss this in the case of a timer where we have to pull out the pin or put it back in, right? We're talking about one where you're pressing extra buttons or you're turning it a little bit. I mean, there can't be a moment in which you have totally taken everything out, and now the fact that you took out the pin with the intent to put it back in is irrelevant. Okay. Right, to fully take it off and put it back on, that really shouldn't be mutter. Maybe it's tzarach gadol, but it shouldn't be mutter. Mishum demiyad kishemar bed aborek leshanotu b'mkomo shuv eni ochel od l'chabot. Because the second you loosen it, right now it's irrelevant. So now, let's say you just had the timer was set to go off in 3 hours. When you take out the pin to make it delay it. While you're taking out the pin, now, at this moment, if you don't do anything, the light will last till after Shabbos, right? It will last until the light bulb burns out. So therefore, it's not mimaher kibuyo, it's mamish kibuy, right? By you putting the pin back in, you're causing it to go out at all. And therefore, when you go back and you put the pin back in, so now you are causing kibui. V'lo shari, el makom hefsid v'tzarech gadol. So that should only be mutter, v'hefsid v'tzarech gadol. V'lochein pashadu.
What do you mean? If you live in Ontario and electricity rates are crazy?
Yeah, so that's not hefsid gadol. Now, I assume, the reason Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to think it's an all mutter is because, as we've mentioned this in passing, that there's two ways of understanding gram. Right? One way of understanding gram, right, the difference between a daraisa and gram is, do you directly cause an action, or are you causing an action which will cause another action which will cause the malacha? The other way of saying it is that a direct action is when you do something and it happens immediately, and gram is when it happens later. So if you take the second interpretation, then even though when the pin is out, the timer is not going to turn the light off at all, and when you put the pin in, you're now causing it to go off, it would still be gram if you think that all gram means is that it's not happening for a long time. Right? So therefore, if you take that perspective, it could be mutter. That's why Shlomo Zalman says that b'makom tzorech gadol, right, there are circumstances when you can permit gram kibui, and therefore, there might be cases where you can even put in the pin lechatchila, but generally says it's a problem. V'lochein poshet hu, sharo tzalachar zman kibui lo yotzi klal avorig m'komo, but he says, if you don't pull out the pin, so then he says it's mutter. Why? Because the Aznidbaru had compared this to taking oil out of a candle, right, or out of a lamp. Shlomo Zalman says, no, it's not, because they're different. When you take oil out of a candle, Right? Why is the candle going to last for 10 hours, and now it's going to last for 8 hours? Because inherently, right, it had X amount of fuel, and now it has less fuel. That's called Gram Kibui. Right? You're actually causing it to go out. But when you, let's say, delay or speed up well, in this case, he's actually talking about delaying. Right? He says, but if you delay, or if you add oil, we'll take it the other way, right? If you add oil to the candle, why is that Havara? Because it would have died at 10 hours. Right now, it's going to go for 12 hours. It's not exactly the same with an electric thing. An electric thing, there's no reason that it shouldn't go forever. The only reason it shouldn't go forever is because there's a timer that's going to kill it at some point. But it's capable of going forever. Right? All you're doing by delaying the timer is, right, it's very subtle. You're not adding fuel, you're preventing it from ceasing having fuel, right? Which is a very subtle difference, but right, it's called, right, it's hasarat muneya, right? It's in 10 hours, the timer will shut it off. If you turn the timer, it'll just stay with the status quo. I mean, the status quo is that it's getting constant electricity from an outside source and could last forever. It's just that in 10 hours, it's going to be turned off. If you delay the timer, it's just not going to go off. Right? You're not actually adding fuel. You're just preventing the circuit from being broken. So it's slightly different. Therefore, he says that is mutter. The other way is not mutter because you're speeding it up. Right? If you speed it up, that's going to be aser. Vein chiluk bezeh bein shabbos liyom tov. Yam yom tov nefishei ravasa desfir delo shari gram kibwe el makom pseitek mevor, etc. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman breaks the comparison. Right? The Yaznid Baru says, making a timer go longer is like adding fuel. Taking it away is like taking away fuel. Rosh Hashanah says, no, it isn't. Adding time to a timer is nothing. It's, right, you're just continuing the current situation and preventing it from going off, or from going on, or whatever the case may be. Speeding it up is going to be aser, because speeding it up is, right, significant. Right, that is significant halachically. It still might be gram if you think gram is anything of the time delay, but when you delay a timer going off, that's even less than gram, because you're just preventing it from being shut off. Okay. Ravadia in 9 summarizes and he says, Ulam, achar is bonus yesh l'chalik. I want to distinguish. At first, he suggests, like the Yaznid Baru, equating the case of the lamp to the case of the timer. Then he says, I want to distinguish. Dishayni nesinas Hashem and Shemaneir, shu chidish pu'ulas ha'adlaka, ki biladiza ne'er kava charei kechalot kol Hashem. And this is what I just said for Shlomo Zalman, but Ravadia makes it even clearer. He said, adding or taking away oil from the lamp is taking away from the actual fuel source. Mishumachi osar rush. That's why the rush says it's osar. Well, kan shachashmal mitzad asmo humamshich lahadlik. The electricity on its own could last forever. The rakashon uagorim lekibui. The timer is going to make it go off. Humarchik et pulat amoneya hamshich hadlakad achashmal. All you're doing is preventing it from stopping the electricity. Ayideh hazadat mechogei ashon. Yishlom is a kulam mishashari. So it should be more according to everybody. Ulam. But as he comments, calls it lo yoel laziz michugei ashon legrom hamshachad adlakad hachashmal. The only time this is true is when you're continuing the current situation, right? It's currently on for the next 12 hours, and you just turn it, so it'll stay on for 14 hours, or the same with being off. Aval legrom lahagdim kibui hachashmal. But to move it up, lechora near the dami lamashkos of arash, that clearly is usher, because you are now causing a process, right? You're not just continuing the current situation for longer, you're actually moving a situation earlier. So you are the one causing it. Would have gone for 10 hours, and now you're making it go off at 8.
Even Tosfos has no problem with that. He's still talking about
the rush. No, he's saying the rush, right? He's saying the rush, who says that even when it doesn't dim, right? Even when there's no immediate effect, if in the future there's an effect, that's usher. So he says, in that sense, it is doma, right? If you cause it to go off earlier or go on earlier, that is like the rush, because all you're doing is causing a delayed malacha.
But
hamshachat matzav, right, where you cause the current situation to continue, there it's not the same as a lamp, because the lamp, again, you're actually adding to the fuel source rather than preventing the fuel source from being cut off, which is just subtly different enough that it's not going to be the same.
So they all passing like the rush, or they basically...
So he's passing like the rush. Right, because everyone says you should at least be machmir for the rush, right? You should paskin like rush and tosos. Okay, v'hein emet chazar rasham dafka kaim along to rabbanon the riosi gram kibui shari and dafka basiyas mechitza bekelim. And he said, and even the rush had said that even though we think gram is mutter, so Rishon Zalman was willing to entertain the definition of gram as delayed time, but Rav Avadia says no. The Rosh himself notes that gram is only when you do something external. That's where you have like filled up barrels of water on the outskirts of the fire. Because you're not touching the fire itself. You're doing something external that will cause it to go out when it gets there. But here you're touching the body of the thing itself. So you could have said that here he's comparing it to the more makil one, right? He's saying when you're delaying it, it's external. But he says, Shulchan Aruch says, you're only allowed to set up these things that are going to cause the candle to go out before you light it. Because if you set it up once the candle is already burning, so then it's called nogeh b'davar atzmo. It's called touching the candle itself. Friedberg, etc. Therefore, you should be machmir to speed up any process. And then in the next paragraph, he said, "Amur mi kol amur shim tivin hashamir of Shabbos lachavas hashma b'lo Shabbos b'sham b'siyemes b'shum nimlach b'lo Shabbos l'ashiro dolek sham mucheres yoser." Therefore, if you set a timer, you want it to go longer. Mutar lahaziz michul geishon. Then you can do that. But if you want to speed up the candle, the lamp going out, the light going out, you shouldn't do it because that's like causing it to go out. But if you have a sick person, this is like Rishon Zalman, so then you could be makil, because then you can call it gram according to the people who think the gram kibui is either delayed time, or you can say that a certain sensing a timer is sort of external to it. It's not obviously that way, but maybe it's sort of like that. For a sick person, you can be makil, because then you have other reason to makil, but make right then you should be machimir. Obviously, he says be careful, right? Don't like, you know, make it go off in like 5 minutes, because then you might accidentally turn it off, right? Always give yourself a little bit of time. If you want to be makil, there is room to be makil, right? He doesn't love it, but he's saying there is such a thing. On Shabbos, you really shouldn't set it to go on earlier, unless it's Bakal Mitzvah, then maybe you could. Right, so he is willing to entertain the possibility for Tzorech, but fundamentally, he thinks that you know to be machem, to make things go on later, right? So that is fine. So that, again, there are many other issues coming up with the timer, but that's just the basics of how, whether it is or is not exactly equivalent to our sugya of mistapeng mishemen, shivan air. Okay.
What if it's a digital timer?
Yeah, I think you're out of luck there. unless you're Reb Rabinovich, in which case you're not out of luck at all.
Getting back to the water, something just very basic. If you set up buckets of water around the fire in advance, are you allowed to move the water closer, farther, remove it altogether?
So according to Shulchan Aruch, no. Right? Because once it's set up, it's you can't do it. But he thinks you only do it before Shabbos.
Right. So you set aside, like, I'm just trying to do the equivalent.
Right. So according to Shulchan Aruch, no. Possibly, you know, depending on how you read the Gemara, possibly yes.
Could move away the
water. I mean, you even could move it away if you wanted the fire to stay. Yeah, you could do that.
Intuitively, that doesn't
mean anything wrong with that. Right. I mean, that you could do, right? You're preventing it from. Yeah, you could do that. Just move it away.
Okay, so yeah. It does extend.
Yeah, I think you could do that. Yeah, I think you could do that. Okay, fine. Now the Gemara continues with more gram kiboy, but here we're going to need background. So let's first read the Gemara, and then we're going to need background here. Okay, so the Gemara goes off on a tangent here. So, ba mine, and they're back at like halfway through the Gemara. So, So this is, the reason this is three pages, it can take us 2 weeks, I think. But, there's just so much background to these lines, because it brings in way too many things. So, Bominei, Abba Bar Marta, Me Abaye. So, Abba Bar Marta asked Abaye, Ma L'chavra Ner B'fnei Davar Acher. So, can you put out a candle on Yom Tov to allow people to engage, to allow a husband and wife to engage in intimacy? Now, what's the background to this? Or the assumption of this Gemara, right, is that it's usher to engage in intimacy when there is a candle burning. So that comes from, if you look at the sources, this is number one. So the Gemaras, now, there's really two Gemaras. Then we have to keep our eyes out for what is the nature of this usher, because it's important to understand the context of this Gemara. So the Gemara in Nida says as follows. Tana Rabbanan, afo pish amro, mishamish mitasa lora, nera reizem migune. So it's the middle of a further discussion, but the point is not the afal pi. But one who engages in intimacy by light, that's disgusting. So Amar Rav Chisda, Asur lo la'adam shishamish mitasa bayom. Similarly, it's forbidden to engage in intimacy during the day. Shne'emar, so the Gemara here says, why? Vahavto recha kamocha. Because the pasuk says you should love your friend like yourself. My mashma, what does that have to do with anything? So Amar Abaye, Shema Yiraba Dafar Maguna Vitiskana. The problem is as follows. If you engage in intimacy when it's light, either because it's the day or there's light, or there's artificial light, so you might see, right, something on your spouse's body that will disgust you, and that'll be a problem. So you'd rather engage in intimacy in the dark so you prevent that possibility. Amrav Huna, Yisrael Kedoshim Heim, for the Jews are holy, Vein Mishamshin Mitosehen Bayom. So Amarava Vimhaya Beis Afel, but if it's during the day, but it's a darkened house, so then Mutter, then it is permitted, because it's about light, not day per se. The Talmud Chacham Afel Bechsuzo Mishamesh. And the Talmud Chacham could even be trusted to simply darken the room with a garment, and that'd be fine. The Gemara says, Tanan O Tishamesh Lor Ner. The Gemara says, doesn't there seem to be a Mishnah which says that you can engage in intimacy? The Gemara says, no, that's talking about doing a bedika for Nida, different question. So the Gemara in Nida seems to assume that there is an Isser to engage in intimacy, Lor Haner. The Gemara in Psachim, however, in number 2, says not that way. The Gemara in Psachim also says that you shouldn't have intimacy, Lor Haner, but the Gemara says, Titania, Ha'omid Bifnei Haner Arum, having nichve, if you stand in front of a candle unclothed, so then nichve is some sort of disease, not exactly what it is, but you'll get this disease, v'mishamesh, or this deformity, v'mishamesh mikas loraner, and if one engages in intimacy by a candle, havin lo banim nichven, then your children will get this deformity. Okay, so in the Gemara in Nida, it's presented as a prohibition. In the Gemara in Psachim is presented as a medical danger, right? That there's some, you know, and this is in the context of the Gemara and Psachim of a whole bunch of sort of weird mystical beliefs of all these, you know, things that will cause diseases, right? Zugot, right? If you eat things in pairs, right, you'll cause horrible things and all types of interesting things, which, you know, as Yaakov Ellman has pointed out, have much basis in the Zoroastrian culture. Around them, these were like, a lot of these were very common beliefs. Now, which is it? Right? Is it an Isser, based on Tznius, based on whatever it is, like the Gemara Nida, or is it a potential Sakana? What's the Nafkamina? So if you look, for example, the Smak, the Sefer Mitzvot Katan, says, well, he rejects, essentially, the Gemara Nida in light of the Gemara Psachim, and says, Lo Yishamesh, Lo Raner, the Kol Zal Mitzvot Chasidus, Ben Yavanev, Lidemum. This isn't a real halacha, this is mitzvah chasidus, it's a righteous thing to do because of these metaphysical dangers, avalol l'shiras hadin, right? It's not the actual halacha, right? So he says it's fundamentally a sakana, and therefore if you're not really worried about these mystical diseases, so fine, you know, you don't have to worry about it. Shulchan Aruch follows a different tradition, which is, I think, the majority position in Poskim, which just says, no, it's not an issue of sakana, it's an issue of iser. Also, l'shamish l'oraner, afal pisham afal b'taliso. Not only is it usher, it's usher even with, right, if you darken the room with clothing, that's only okay during the day. That doesn't help with the candle, but the Ramah notes of a mota mechitza, gavo asar b'tnei haner, you could set up a mechitza, that would help, afal bisha or nira derech mechitza, even if some light does penetrate, that's okay. Kadesha hivsig b'sadin shari, no, jizig b'sadin shari. In Gan, I'm reading, hasam d'shari kishakofe kli al haner. And it's also mutter if you cover the candle. If it mutter lasa mechita l'shabbos, and if you're allowed to do this on Shabbos, that's a sugya elsewhere. V'chein also l'shabbos b'yom, and similarly it's also during the day. El imkain hu be'is afel, unless you're in a darkened house. Agav v'tam l'chacham afel b'talisa. V'agos Maimoni notes that the proof that for the position of Shulchan Aruch that covering the light with clothing or darkening the act with clothing doesn't help for our nair, so he says atosos ochichu mikan lo yoel shiyafil b'taliso lo mishkach b'talmuda shemuter b'chei gavna shemamina debalayla aser l'shamesh etzal nairli deyafal asalis. The Gemara only suggests that a solution during the day, but not by a candle. Yasul mechitza, instead build a mechitza yichva alav esakli o yotzi v'chein matzati b'yisocher Rabbi Avram av Bezdin. Okay. And the Mishnah Brura just adds, right, and he just notes this machlokas. He says, "V'hu adim or nira lamala me'achitza shari kevan shemachitza gemura v'chol zedav kishemafil v'taliso." He thinks that when you have a candle, you need two things: you need a machitza, and you need to darken the act with garments. Avav alava chi also me'achar shachedar malay or lo adim mibayom. V'yesh me'achmir nafilo de'afal asalas. Some people say that doesn't even help. Kevan shemikol makom or nira boso cheder. Okay, that's like the basic background to this halacha. Now, why is that important for this? Because many of the Hilchos Tznius, the Hilchos Tashmir Shamita, in the tour it's called Hilchos Tashmir Shamita. It got cleaned up by the time you get to Shulchan Aruch. It's called Hilchos Tznius. Fine. Which creates awkwardness because, as I think Ara told me, that at some point, like her girls in Shalavim, when she was in Madricha, they wanted to be, you know, good and all learn Hilchot Tznius. So they look at Shulchan Aruch, they find Hilchot Tznius. The bet, like, you know, like, sometimes you just leave it, you know, if you, you know, don't be too, right, you know, if you're too circumvented, people won't realize what you're talking about until it's too late. Okay, fine. So, so many of the Hilchot
Tznius,
exactly. So many of the Hilchot Tznius, don't sound like, don't come, first of all, from the Gemara. They come from Mesechtos Ketanos, and they don't sound like hard and fast halacha. They sound like Lifnei Mishur HaSadin. There are people who will dispute that. But they're at least not obviously, let's put it that way, they're not obviously halacha psuka. But here, if you look at the length of what the Gemara is about to do, it sounds like the Smak's claim that this isn't about halacha, this is about sakana, it's only Lifnei Mishur HaSadin, sounds very unlikely. So if you look at the Gemara, Bominei Abba Bar Marta Me'abayi, right? Can you extinguish the candle so that you can engage in intimacy? Amar lo, after Bayezachar, why would you do that? Just go to another room, another house. Bayezachar often means another room, not another house. Ein lo Bayezachar, but if you don't have another house, another room, whatever, my, so what can you do? After lasas lo machitza, so then build a machitza. Ein lo lasas machitza, if you can't do that, or you can't build a mini wall, my, what can you do after lechvos alav is a kli? So then cover the then cover it with a candle with a kli. Ain lo kli, but if you have nothing that you know can safely cover the fire, you have nothing to cover the fire. My amr lei usser. So then he says it's usser, right? So you see, right? The Gemara is subjecting this halach. This, I think, almost inevitably. It's very hard to get out of the fact that at least this halacha, for whatever reason, the Gemara treats as a formal iser, right? The Gemara is going through hoops, trying to figure out all the different things, rather than just saying, right? Right? I mean, if it were just a lefnim mishur sadin, you would expect the Gemara, at least I would have expected the Gemara to at some point say, okay, if there's no way to be matur blowing out the candle, so then it's mutter, right? If it's only lefnim mishur sadin, like the smock says, so fine, if you can put out the candle, so what do you, you know? Now, you could say, no, they really were concerned about the danger, and you could just wait for the candle to burn out, or whatever the case may be.
What's
usher? So it's usher to put out the candle, and Mimela is also usher to, it sounds like...
Maybe just saying usher to put out the candle?
No, I don't think
so. It sounds like both, right? It sounds like, right?
Ain't no kli, my omar. If he doesn't have a kli, you're not putting out a kli here.
So right, it's clearly usher to mechava, but it sounds like it's also usher to engage in intimacy.
You have three or four different possibilities. you know, chabad is neir, no. We can try this, we can try this. Well, if the grand try all these things, then asr l'chabad is neir.
No, so for sure it means asr l'chabad is neir. That definitely means that. But the Gemara never entertains the possibility that if you, I mean, you're right, you could, in theory, if you wanted to, you could read it and say, it's asr put out the candle, and mimeila, it's only if it's at the end, so don't worry about it anyways.
Yeah.
Right? But you could read it that way. But this is what this is why I had to put the background here, because, right, I'm not sure, right? It sounds to me like it's saying that both are asr. You're right, it could be that it's only asr to put out the candle, then the question of whether you can... whether it's going to be mutter to be engaged in intimacy depends on whether you think, in general, the halach or lefin rishus adin. It sounds to me like that was never even entertained as a possibility.
Well, what Moran seems a bit strange. Who would think that you can put out a candle for this?
So we haven't gotten to that. That's going to be the next issue, which, okay, fine.
Is there a serious sub?
So why would you even think that it's mutter, right? So it's clear for... So, the first question is, how much of a halacha is this question of the Isser Tashmish Lor Haner, which is dependent to understand the sugya. Now, Sam's question is, okay, Benkach u'Benkach, right? If it's usher to engage in intimacy, it's mamish and Isser, so then, okay, what was the havamina that you could put out the candle still, right? I mean, even if it is usher, even if it's formally usher, so why can't you put out the candle? Why would you think you can? It's not Ochol Nefesh.
Well, that's what I was going to argue. Maybe it's Ochol Nefesh.
So maybe the answer is it is Ochol Nefesh. Right. Where do we see that it's Ochol Nefesh? Right? This is not made up. It's a Gemara.
Well,
right?
If some of the Rishonim discuss Ochol Nefesh as any Hanada goof, right?
Correct.
Getting warm next to a fire.
Correct. Now, we could, therefore, assume Misvara that it's Ochol Nefesh, or we can point to number 8, where the Gemara Mefureshet, right? The Gemara actually says, yes. The Gemara is in the middle of talking, it has the following machlokas. Yehuda, Sharlan Mivel Vitchila Biyomtov. Vihuda allows a husband and wife to right to be together for the first time on Yom Tov. Now what's the problem? Potential problem? Chabura. Right? Because when you're intimate for the first time and you're gonna potentially cause blood, so that's chabura. Right? Chabura is an isser. Chavala is part of another isser on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, and therefore it should be prohibited. But Vihuda says it's mutter. Amar Papa Mishmei De Rava Lo Tema Biyom Tov. I'm oversimplifying it. Maybe Chabura. The Gemara has a whole discussion that might not be Chabura. It might be Asiyas Pesach. Okay, we'll leave that. Right? It's either a form of Makav Patish or it's Chabura. Whatever. Amar. That's the Sugin Ksubos. Amar Papa Mishmei De Rava Lo Tema Biyom Tov Dishari Habeshabbos Aser. Don't tell me it's only on Yom Tov that it's Mutter. Even on Shabbos and then on Shabbos it's Aser. Shabbos is also mutter. It just happened to be the Shabbos on Yom Tov. But Rav Papa Mishmei the Rav Amar, Rav Papa said no. The Yom Tov Shari on Yom Tov it's mutter. The Shabbos Aser. So Amar le Rav Papa le Rav. Sorry, Rav Papi le Rav Papa. Okay, Rav Papi says to Rav Papa, this is just like a nightmare of a conversation waiting. Okay. My daita, why would you say that it's only mutter on Yom Tov and not Shabbos? Mitoch shehutra chabur litzorech, hutra nami shelo litzorech. Is it because of mitoch? Elameata mutter lasas mugmor biyom tov. So according to you, why can't you make incense on Yom Tov? Mitoch shehutra bar litzorech, because you're allowed to burn things litzorech ochol nefesh, hutra nami shelo litzorech. So then it should be mutter shelo litzorech. Amar lei, who's responding here? Papa responds, what are you talking about? Alecha markra. Acha sheyocha l'chol nefesh. Dabar al-shav l'chol nefesh. Right? Anything which is shav l'chol nefesh, which every reasonable person considers enjoyment, is part of l'chol nefesh. And intimacy is one of those things, right? So, there's the answer, right? The reason the Gemara would have assumed that it was mutter is because, you know, it's l'chol nefesh. Right, or it's an expansion of Nochel Nevesh through Mitoch. Now, the problem is that our Gemara still seems to say it's
Usher.
Right, Usher. Okay, so what do you do? So if you continue in our Gemara, so our Gemara says, well, wait a second, Eisvei, Ein Mechaben Es HaBikas Kedei Lachus Aleha, you aren't allowed to extinguish this candle, this lamp, whatever, because you lechus a lamp, means you care about the lamp, you don't want it to be burned down. But if you want to put out a candle because your house is getting smoky, or because your pot is getting burnt, so then mutter. So don't you see that you're allowed to put out a fire for external reasons? It's dependent on the following machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Now what's the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? That's what we'll come to in just a moment. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim have the following machlokas in two places, well, many places, but two main places, Megillah Daf Zayin and Beit Adach Chof Chesam Beis, which is Machshirei Ochel Nefesh, or they mutter or asr on Yom Tov. Right, so we know that Ochel Nefesh is mutter on Yom Tov, right? If you're allowed to cook food, you're allowed to bake, you're allowed to shecht, etc. But what about Machshirei Ochel Nefesh? Right? What if you don't just need a shecht, but you need to sharpen the knife in order to shecht? Is that mutter on Yom Tov or not? So that's Machlokas. The Chachamim say, no, right? Only Ochel Nefesh is mutter, but not Machshirei Ochel Nefesh, not the preparatory steps of Ochel Nefesh. And Rabbi Yehuda says, even Machshirei Ochel Nefesh is mutter. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. All these things are essentially the Machshirei Ochel Nefesh, because putting out a candle is necessary in order to permit intimacy, but it's not part, it's not actually related to intimacy itself, it's just, right, it's external to it. It's like sharpening a knife to shecht an animal, right, or making a pot to cook, right? It's one step off from the Ochel Nefesh itself. So according to the Chachamim, it is usher. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's mutter. Now, how do we paskin? That, as we'll see in a moment, is a bit complicated, but if you look, for example, in 9, the Rokeach writes, the Amshul Shomo quotes the Rokeach, Av Rokeach hitzer l'chavos haner mishum tash mishamita. The Rokeach says, well, wait a second, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, behind the Yisrael halacha Rabbi Yehuda. If we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, which we'll see in a moment whether we do or not, but he assumes we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, machshirei ochel nefesh is mutter. Our Gemara says that forbidding extinguishing a candle on Yom Tov to allow intimacy is usur according to the Rabbanan, who don't allow machshirei ochel nefesh, implying that according to Rabbi Yehuda it would be mutter. But if we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, therefore it will be mutter. But the Amshul Shlomo notes that everyone else says it's aser. Amrlei aser v'chein ikor im lo b'yom tov sheni. And we're going to get this complicating factor. There's a whole group of Rishonim who think that this is only Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni. Everyone agrees it's mutter. Okay, fine. The Rash here clarifies again this point. He says ein lo lichlos alav etakli my amrlei aser afal pishatir bilas mitzvah yidei mitoch. So the Rush says, wait a second. Even if we don't paskin Rabbi Yehuda, we do paskin that bilas mitzvah, that husband and wife can be together for the first time on Yom Tov. So aren't these equivalent? So he says, maybe not, because
bilas mitzvah is the first time.
The first time. First time. Only first. Yeah. Well,
on and off.
That it's, there it's clearly talking about the first time. He's just
right.
Talking about Oseh Chabura.
Right.
So the Rosh says, mitzvah is different, meaning if there's a mitzvah, then we'll allow you, presumably, to be engaged in Machshirei Ochel Nefesh.
So she goes to the mikveh?
Well, that's, right, that's going to be, right. So if you think that the issue here is mitzvah, so maybe... Right, according to the Rush, we would be matir putting out the candle on Yontif, right? If it was Leil Tefila, possibly, right? Inami kibui is a chashuv kemachshir ochel nefesh. Alternatively, kibui is considered machshir ochel nefesh. While right, and now the Rush says, but wait a second, there's another possibility, which is bias mitzvah is ochel nefesh mamish, right? Because the malacha is being done while engaged in the equivalent of ochel nefesh. As opposed to here, where you're putting out the candle, which is a step removed. So maybe even though the Gemara in Ksubos assumes that intimacy is Ochel Nefesh, that won't tell you that we paskin our sugya, that putting out the candle is mutter. Okay, so again, so to fully understand this, wrap that up, to fully understand this sugya and the extent of this sugya, you need to realize, first of all, what is the extent of the isser that you're trying to avoid, right? The Gemara here seems to treat it like a very formal Isser, unless Sam's right, that what the Gemara is saying at the end is, it's usher to put out the candle, but it's mutter to be intimate. But it doesn't sound that way in the Rishonim at all, because the Rishonim are all saying the mitzvah is shiny, that, you know, are comparing it to other circumstances. It sounds like the conclusion is you can't put out the candle and you can't be intimate, which makes me feel like, at least in this sugya, majority position is against the smak, right? That it's not just a mitzvah chasidus, it's actually a ikar halacha. The whole assumption here is based on the notion that intimacy is a legitimate expansion of ochel nefesh under mitoch, distinguishing the Gemara in Ksubos from this Gemara. So either you don't distinguish and you say it's mutter, which is the position of the Yom Shel Shlomo, or you pass like the Rash in one of two ways. One is saying that intimacy itself is ochel nefesh, but putting up the candle is one step removed, and therefore it's machshirei ochel nefesh, and we don't passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Or both of them should be equally usher, except that one of them is a unique mitzvah, and therefore that overrides the potential problems. In 7, I just gave you, this weird tshuva. It appears in three places, but all by the Ben Ish Chai, right? In two tshuvas consecutively in the Torah Lishma, which is may or may not be the Ben Ish Chai. It's a sefer that he was Motzi Leor under the name of a rabbi that otherwise is unknown, and everyone assumes is just written by the Ben Ish Chai under a pseudonym, which is the Shut Torah Lishma. It also finds its place in the Ben Ish Chai itself, in Parshas Vayera. So apparently there was a minug in Baghdad. Baghdad? I think we're in Baghdad here.
He was in Baghdad, yeah.
He was in Baghdad, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, in Baghdad. That Bia Rishona was performed L'Or Haner.
Yeah.
Why? So he quotes two possibilities.
Like the king and the queens one day first, and everybody would watch and stuff. Like
that. Not quite that.
That wasn't the reason.
That, no. So he gives two possibilities, right? So he thinks that the
inspection.
So this is very careful, right? So there's two theoretical possibilities, right? There's two theoretical possibilities of why this would be mutter, right? One is to say that it's mutter because we fundamentally think it is a sakana, right? Not an isser, it's a sakana. But Chazal have this sort of not fully true halachic, scientific assumption, which is that a woman can't become pregnant from Bia Rishona, right? Therefore, if the problem with Bia Lor Haner is that it'll cause a defect in the children, then since Bia Rishona can never lead to intimacy, so then it wouldn't, right? Then there's no danger. So the Torah Lishma mentions that some people thought that was the reason. He says no. He seems to side with the position that it's actually a formal isser, but, and this is, whatever, I'll just summarize it outside, you can read it. It's very strange. Here's his argument. The Gemara says that the reason it's usher to be intimate, Lor Haner, is because it might lead to a lack of Ahavta Recha Kamocha, right?
Intimacy.
Because when you engage in intimacy, Lor Haner, maybe you'll see something, right, that will, whatever.
Bring you on.
Right? So he says, wait a second. What's going to turn the person off more? Possibly seeing some physical imperfection, or being concerned that maybe his wife isn't really Basula and is bringing in fake blood, or, you know, what does he give the example? Chicken blood, right, to put on the bed sheets to fake being a Basula. So he says the latter is going to bother him more. So therefore, for Bia Rishona, it would create more of a problem of Libo Nokfo, of the guy being uncomfortable if he didn't have intimacy Lor Haner than it would if he did. And therefore, he thinks Bia Rishon is the exception. Okay. I have nothing more to say on this, except that all the posts can quote it in one of two ways. Either they say, this is what they did in Baghdad, and it's wrong, or this is what they did in Baghdad, and it's weird. Those are the two. Most posts can just quote it and say it's wrong. We don't poskin that way. Rav Henkin has an article on Asya where he says, it's weird, but what you learn from here is that it's not an absolute isser, that under circumstances where it seems necessary to waive this quote-unquote isser, so then you have the power to do that. My problem, again, is that our...
What?
Junior. Current. current Rav Henkin. Again, whether that is a good read of the sugya or not, I don't know. It all hangs really on how you read this Gemara. Right? When the Gemara says Usur, is it only saying Usur to blowing out the candle, or is it saying a hard and fast halachic rule, you can't blow out the candle, and therefore you can't engage in intimacy, which makes it sound like it's a formal Usur with no exceptions? But again, you have this the possible ambiguity in our Gemara, combined with the smock based on the Gemara Mzachim, combined with this Ben Ish Chai, which starts, you know, playing with the sugya, that make you wonder that maybe it isn't a formal Isser. Again, my problem is if it's not a formal Isser, then why did the Gemara never bring up as a possibility here, right, that, okay, it's usher to blow out the candle because it's Kibbuy and Yom Tov, but since you have no other choice, so then intimacy should be mutter. I don't know. I mean, you could give different answers. You could say it's not so necessary. You could wait till the candle blows out by itself, whatever you want to say. But it strikes me the Gemara is treating it as a formal Isser, but I can't prove it. What?
He brings it from the Chumash, I think, as well.
I mean, he has a whole bunch of... It's a very interesting... I mean, it's fascinating.
From Yitzchak and...
Going back to when we were learning about being toivel in warm water, in hot water, warm water...
Mm-hmm. I think that's even better.
Some said no, but most went out of their way to make it halachically permissible, even though it wasn't necessarily a myth, but because the way we hold is not actually feel at the right time.
Correct.
He went out of their way to make it permissible to allow people to have a relationship.
Correct.
I find it difficult.
Well, that's why. Well, that's why. Right. So that it's that type of sentiment that leads me to think that the Chazal felt this was a real formal Isser, right? Because Chazal in general are hesitant to forbid intimacy for no reason. So here, right, if they're going to Asr blowing out the candle, you would think,
right. So
if it weren't a formal Isser,
I would have had more incentive. I mentioned that they're telling you that if you really want to do it, you can do it by the light. You know,
maybe. I don't know. Right. I mean, the Rush clearly doesn't. Right. The Rush clearly doesn't assume that. I can't prove it. I have no idea. Right. The Gemara just leaves it like this. That's part of why I brought the Torah Lishma, is that the question of whether the Gemara's conclusion could even possibly be that it's Osir to be Mechabe, but it's Mutter to have Tashmish is going to hang on how much of an Isser you think it is. If you think it's a formal Isser, and it's absolute, so then I assume, like the Rush, the conclusion would have to be that it's also both to blow out the candle and to be engaged in intimacy. If you think that either, like the smock, it's only the Shemur Sher Zadin, or you think, like the Rishma, that there are possible exceptions, even if it is formally Usur, so then perhaps that is the conclusion, right? That you can't blow out the candle.
If you pull the process here and go through the work.
No, for sure the Usur is the primary discussion here is about the keyboard. No, for sure.
They start off, but rather than putting it out, you start off saying move to another room. You say, in other words, the assumption is there will be relationships regardless. The question is how to do it.
So
the first option is move to another
room. So many of the Rishonim really don't assume this. I didn't think I put the Rambam here. If I remember correctly, the Rambam says explicitly just wait till the light goes out. Right. The assumption is that they're not going to wait. But what happens if Bisman has that, it's not, it's not going to go out. You left the light on, right? It's not going out. It's not like it's just never going to go out. It's going to be on for the next, it's a 3-day yontif. It's going to be on, right? What do you do, right? So I don't know, right? Would the Rambam say in that case it's mutter because it's not going to go out and they're going to waive this issue, or would they not? Electricity is actually interesting because I'm pretty sure I did put this, but I did put this. We're going to get to this. Okay, I'm going to give you a heads up for the exciting tshuva all the way at the end, but the Tzitz Eliezer has a fascinating tshuva, and hold on for it, which is that even though putting out a candle is usur on Yom Tov, turning off electric lights is mutter on Yom Tov. Because the only time the kibbuy is usur is if you're osepecham, right? Is it when you blow out the candle, if it leaves a charcoal in the wick, right? But electric lights, while you can't turn them on because it's Havara, you could potentially turn them off on Yom Tov. Right. Well, we're going to hold off to that. That's
right.
I tell you this now. Meaning on Shabbos it would be Havara, on Yom Tov it would be Molid, but turning it off, he actually thinks it's mutter.
So for him, he'd be able to turn off the timer.
What?
Of course he would.
Right, forget the timer. He just thinks he's going to turn it off. Correct. Right. So so that's the exciting thing we're going to get to at the end. Right. There's a lot of interesting things on this subject. I didn't really want to. Honestly, I asked Roger Chino. I'm like, I really don't want to talk about this issue. It's very uncomfortable. But whatever. Like, you can't understand the sugya without background to it. Okay. So let me just set up the next issue. So what we're going to talk about next, though, is this assumption of the Gemara, that this question hangs on the Machlokas Rehud and the Chachamim. And like I said, the Machlokas Rehud and the Chachamim is the question of whether Machshirei Ochel Nefesh is Mutter or not, meaning the things which are lead up to Ochel Nefesh, allow you to cook, allow you to be, or even be involved in things which are not technically food, but are expansions of Ochel Nefesh, are those Mutter as well. So what we're going to do next time is analyze the Machlokas Rehud and the Chachamim, both as it appears in Megillah and it appears here. That was what I put here, and then at the end, I put this discussion of all types of cases, right? All this stuff that the Gemara says over here, right? Can you turn out blow out a candle if your house is getting smoky and the like? We'll see that there's going to be a lot of discussion in the post Gemara Chalmaisa, right? Because this can happen, to us, right? Maybe not. Your house is getting smoky, which is unlikely to happen from your stove, but it could happen. But all types of equivalents, right? What if your food is burning? Right? What if the pot is burning? Right? All these things are brought up in the Gemara. Or what if you can't sleep? Right? That's where the Tzitzit Ezer says you can turn it off. Right? Because even if you think you don't think it's mutter, right? Sleeping is also ochel nefesh, no? Right? So if, right? That's the modern day equivalent. The simplest modern day equivalent of your house filling up with smoke is you left the light on in your bedroom. Forget Tashna Shemitah, right? Sleep, right? If your light's going to be on for 3 days, right? You're not going to have to sleep tonight, tomorrow night, and Friday night, right? That's Ochel Nefesh. Right? That's Ochel Nefesh Mamish. And that's why the Tzitzit says, well, wait a second, right? If it's only Usher in this case, because it's Machshirei Ochel Nefesh, right? Right? Because it's a step removed from Tashmish, okay, that's fine. But what if you're trying to go to sleep? Right? And you actually need the light to go to sleep, not because of some external isser, but because you can't sleep in the light. Right? Then it's Ochel Nefesh Mamish. So then it should be Mutter, even according to the Chachamim. Right? So what we're going to do next week is analyze the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim and the expansions of it, both in the Gemara, but also the Halacha Maizim. Like, I found this Tzitzit Ezer shocking. I was like, wow. I was like, it makes so much sense, but we're going to come to it next week. Okay. I think we'll have to give it its due time.